96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
You know, we all change if we live long enough, but some of us are changed by fate or circumstances, and then some of us decide to make a personal change for the better. And then, of course, there are some of us who need to make a personal change for the better but don't know how. Well, tonight we're going to talk about self-empowerment, about changing your life. My guests are Dr. Sharon Cradle, author of the Dr. SDC Structure Journal, and Pastor Dante King of the Greater Mount Zion Church in Prince Frederick, Maryland. We're talking about the journey to change, how to know when it's time to change, maybe when it's time to stop changing. Interested in hearing what you think about that. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Cradle, thanks for joining us. Pastor, always good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so Dr. Cradle, what makes you so smart when it comes to talking about change? We all do it. We do it. Some of us do it in our teens. Some of us do it in our 20s. I hear about a lot of folks doing it in their 40s, whether they want to or not. So how would you define it, and why are you writing about it?
I, from a personal standpoint and from a professional standpoint, have had to deal with the change process for many, many years. And you talked about fate earlier, and God has placed people in my path all of my life to help empower them to make change. And so one day I just had an epiphany. I love helping people to help themselves. And one of the things that you can do to help yourself is to journal. And we don't write a lot enough in this country. And so journaling is personal, it's empowering, and you can set goals for yourself. So that's how I came up with the whole concept of writing a journal.
But, you know, a lot of folks don't want to write anything down, because when they start writing down secrets and transformations, they don't want to lose things. And who writes anyway these days? It's all texting and emailing. But you're talking about sitting down, grabbing a pen and writing in a book. How can you convince people to really sit down and write about their lives, and how would that impact change on them?
Well, first of all, the research is very clear about the power of writing. When you pick up an ink pen and you put it to paper, it activates the learning regions of the brain and helps you to be creative. When we talk to each other as human beings and we want to share our story or tell something that has occurred in our lives, we are judgmental whether we want to be or not. And so the writing process for me takes away the judgment of other human beings. And so it helps you to really kind of think about what it is you want to do in life and how you're going to get there. And I believe that mapping out and having a vision about where you want to go and tracking that vision is very critical to the change process.
You know, Pastor King, you often speak about, you know, the power of prayer, the power of faith. Is that part of the change process? Do we always need to change in order to be better?
Well, you have to change in order to be better, because everything around us is constantly changing. The world changes. Every parent who has a child, you pray your child changes. You don't want your child to be the same 17 years old as they were at one. But the problem is people have a fear of change. And it's not always a fear of failure. I come to find out some people have a fear of success. They don't know what it would look like to be successful. So instead of changing for the better, they tend to stay the same, hoping things around them will stay the same. But that's a foolish thought to think that nothing's going to change. And oftentimes, while you're stuck stuck, stagnant where you are, change is taking place and it leaves you behind. So everyone has to change, and you'll change whether you want to or not.
Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about self-empowerment. We're talking about the power of changing for the better. How do you start? How do you get there? What is the process? John, calling from Northeast D.C., what's on your mind, John?
Yes, you know, it's been rough. I've been going through a struggle. I just want to make a change.
Okay. What kind of struggle and what kind of change?
Actually, I just want to make a change all the way in my life. You know, things have been rough. And, you know, I just want to start somewhere. And today I called in. I'm just trying to make a change and get some advice.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Cradle, what do you suggest to him? Because he didn't really say what kind of change, but obviously he's been on the downside. He wants to get to the upside. What do you tell him?
I would tell John, first of all, I commend you for calling in and stating that you want to make a change. And I think you're well on your way because you've had a shift in the mindset. And when you shift your mindset about your circumstances, that is the first step to move you to where you need to be. I would also suggest that perhaps you find some resources, some other people that are modeling where you want to go. But before you get there, even if it's not my journal, I say write it down because you need to be very specific about what your goals are and where you want to go in life. And once you reach out, there are people out there willing to help you. So write your vision about where you want to go and then reach out to people who can help you with your goal.
Yes. Pastor, and I would say to you also, make sure that it's not a situational or circumstantial change. Sometimes we change because of a circumstance, and when things get better, we revert back to our old self. So make sure it's a change. If nothing else changed, let's say, you know, we want to change a relationship and you change for the better. If the person doesn't receive you back, at least you've changed for yourself. So I would just encourage you to make sure it's not a situational or circumstantial change. It's a lifestyle change. You want to be a better person for you and for no other external reasons.
Okay, John, good luck with you and the changes that you're trying to make in your life. Thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Dr. Cradle, before I go to a break, how do you know that a change for the better needs to be made?
I would say very simply that when you keep doing the same thing and expect different outcomes and it does not change, you need to pay attention to that as an individual and as an organization. And so for me, that is really the key to making a decision about needing to change.
Mm-hmm. But do you need to change just because things are not going well? Can you make a change if things are going or appearing to go right, and then you still have the feeling that you need to make a change?
Yes. You can continue to change. Change is continuous, and I believe the pastor talked about change being inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, people change, situations change all the time. You just have to identify where you fit in that change process. And so we will not stay stagnant as human beings. And so even if it's going well, there's always room for further improvement.
Okay. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you begin to make a change, a positive change in your life. And also, we're going to talk later about how people react to the changes that you make when they stay the same. We're taking phone calls next. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment.
Time coming, but I know.
Nothing stays the same.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about change. Self-empowerment, changing your life for the better. My guests are Dr. Sharon Cradle. She is author of the Dr. SDC Structured Journal, and Pastor Dante King of the Greater Mount Zion Church in Prince Frederick, Maryland. If you want to talk about how you can start your change journey, or talk about how changes have benefited you or not, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's go to Darnell calling from Winchester, Virginia. Darnell, thanks for calling. Quickly, what's on your mind? Darnell, go right ahead. Are you there? Give me a call back if you can. Lisa, calling from Alexandria, Virginia. Lisa, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi, Harold and Piano. I was just want to encourage the people that a lifestyle change for me was needed, and that's what I did. And for me, I had to turn back to my relationship with God. And at this point in my life, I am very happy, and I'm just moving forward. It's a daily process, so just encouraging the people out there to go for it. Don't be afraid. It might seem scary, but if you include God in your life, you'll be okay.
How did you know that you needed to make a change, Lisa?
Well, I knew I was in a downward spiral, and it was a dark place that I was in, and I knew I had to make that change for myself. And it was like probably...
What did you do?
I'm like, there's something else.
You said dark space, and I'll tell you, because I asked one of the previous callers, and when we talk about these really personal things, you can put it out there. We don't have your last name. I don't even know if your name is really Lisa. It could be Sandra, for all we know. So what was the dark place? What was that low, thoughtful, or perhaps even thoughtless place? What was going on in your life?
Well, being in a toxic relationship and not being able to pull myself away from that and spiraling downward, and it just wasn't healthy. I was doing all kinds of things that I should not have been doing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the thought of suicide really entered my mind, and I had to just take a step back and reach out to family and be honest. And, you know, it was that stepping out and not being afraid and just being open and real with them, and they received me how I was.
Mm-hmm.
That helped me. So it was just a dark space. And when you sit there, well, for me to think about ways to end it all is very scary.
Okay. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your phone call. On the other side, I'm going to hear from Dr. Cradle about honesty as it relates to change. And of course, Pastor King, I want to hear what you have to say about that also. But I do need to take a break. Lisa, I'm glad to hear that you are doing better as you move through your change process. If you were on the phone, that includes Jonathan and Darnell, you called back. Thank you. Please do not hang up. We will take your phone call. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We're talking about change. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.